It's time to get behind the lyrics, the music, and the artist. You're listening to the Music's Journey podcast, brought to you by NowAndThenMagazine.com, your music and entertainment online magazine. I'm John Marshall. With your special guest, here's your host, Kim Sear.
Pop artist Kayla Diamond is here. Since releasing her debut single, Carnival Hearts, in 2017, the song streamed over 5 million. And follow-up top single that she had with What You're Made Of. Now that she just released her new single, 50-50, spreading a very powerful message to self-love. And we're here to talk behind the lyrics, the music, and the artist. So welcome, Kayla. Really happy to have you.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
What a great song. This is such a powerful message, and it couldn't come at a better time than right now.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, it just so happens the release timed perfectly with International Women's Month, and what a great time, honestly.
Mm-hmm. So many people are struggling out there, and how has it been for you this past year? Because there's, you know, so much that artists go through too, and when you guys aren't on the road, like, you had such great success, you know, with the singles that you've had in your EP, and now to gear up and ready for 50-50, it's been a different year for you last year.
Absolutely. Honestly, I think I speak for many artists when I say that this has just been the toughest year in terms of, you know, half my joy is just being on stage. And that's my favorite thing to do and my favorite place to be. And I was just right about to go on a South by Southwest tour. Mm-hmm. As we were in our final rehearsal, literally 2 days before we were about to board the plane, we heard of its cancellation, and it was just devastating. It was like my first time performing in the U.S. I was really excited. I was about to have a really fun time on the road with my bandmates and my manager, and it just got canceled. Wow. You know, I know so many people have had so many plans canceled, and mm-hmm. It's just, I feel for everybody.
Well, it's really, really hard for people to be able to break through to the U.S. stage. And
oh, yeah.
We know that, you know, as Canadians, but, you know, you have done so well globally. How does that feel for you to be welcomed like that?
It feels honestly really beautiful. I love, you know, of course, my home of Canada is literally the best. They've been so good to me and so kind, especially Canadian radio. Mm-hmm. But I've been really fortunate to also have success in Europe, which is just great. And that's just due to making those connections with European DJs and European labels and them really taking a chance on allowing this Canadian girl to hop on some of their tracks. So it's been really great. I've been really fortunate.
We've got a lot of listeners in the UK, and they've just opened up their arms to us, you know, and so many people are really excited about this new song. And that's got to feel so incredible, you know, to be able to have that kind of exception in the UK, but also in Australia.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Australia is great. I haven't gotten out there, but it's on my list. My list to travel.
Mm-hmm. On the bucket list, right?
Oh yeah, I'm a little scared of their tarantulas and scorpions, but I will get out there one day.
Well, you know what? There's koala bears and there's all kinds of other things that are great out there. And that
with the creepy comes cute as well.
That's right. There's always creepy somewhere. Even in our own backyards, we got creepy, right?
Exactly.
We got the bats that are in the sky, but they all have purpose. But I hear you when it comes to the creepy stuff. I'm not so good with spiders, as John can tell you. It's just my downfall. Not a good
thing. Likewise.
I'll run. I'll take off. I'll be gone. You won't see me for a while. I'll come back and make sure everything is just, yep, it's all gone. You sure? I can get in the house now. We're good.
I can relate.
Now, since this is your first single for 2021. What was the decision making behind this song?
Well, I've actually been working on it for about a year and a little bit now. As a team, we chose this song because we just felt that it was so powerful in its sparseness. Mm-hmm. A lot of my music has quite a lot of production on it. And we took a little bit of a turn here by sort of highlighting the vocals and the guitar line, which was really interesting for me because it just allowed the lyrics to soar. And I actually had recorded this probably around 30 to 40 different takes.
Oh, wow.
Of just trying to get the right mood for the verse and the chorus. And originally it was very, very kind of strong female empowerment chorus,
mm-hmm.
and really like soaring vocals. And then we kind of listened to it over and over again, and we realized, no, I think let's lay back in the verse and let's attack in the chorus, but not too much, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So this track has been under discussion back and forth with me and my team probably for about a year now.
Oh, wow. So it's been a really painstaking process for this whole thing.
Yeah, as it usually is, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you write something and you listen to it over and over again. And sometimes you need to get other ears on it as well.
Well, I think, you know, it's always important, that creative side too, because, you know, it just might be just a little bit of spark, you know, that the lyrics are very powerful in this song, as you said already. And, you know, for somebody else to hear it and what it brings out for them. And then, you know, just having that creative flow in the room, in the studio, they're going to be able to pull out something pretty cool, which is what you guys have done.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, that's what we tried to do. So I'm glad you think we've achieved it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's such a powerful message. And I know that this is something that's very important to you when it comes to writing and the mm-hmm. songs that you choose. And this is a very unique spin, you know, when it comes to what a love song is. But it's also more about a love song about yourself. And being
Absolutely.
Able to step away from a toxic relationship, loving yourself enough to say that this isn't quite right for me and I'm not getting what I need out of this, right?
Exactly. Yeah, you nailed it. I love when a song kind of you listen to it on the first take and you're like, "Oh yeah, this is about a relationship."
Mm-hmm.
And then you really look at the lyrics and you look at the actual tone of the voice and you kind of dig deeper and you see, you know what, this is a love song for yourself. It's a ballad of empowerment.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what I want the listener to take away. But I also want the listener to be able to put their own spin on what they're hearing. You know, it's open for interpretation. So I never want to tell somebody, mm-hmm. you know, this is exactly what it's about. But to me, that is 100% what it's about.
Well, you can also look at it like when I'm thinking back about what people have gone through this year, you know, whether or not it's a loss of someone, you know, the strain obviously of a relationship, but what about financial strains and, you know, just loss of family and friends just on regular day life, you know, what people go through, you know, when it comes to car accidents or illness. It may not have anything to do with, you know, the pandemic and COVID, you know, you know, it's a tough life and people are facing all that, but now the issues are even stronger. And I think that people can get that message about loving yourself, whether or not it's leaving a job that's not good for you, or you got laid off from this job, but maybe there's another door that's opening for you. Like so many
totally.
Things that people can face, you know, in the lyrics you have in this song.
Oh yeah. I mean, I'm so happy that you see that, because that's exactly what I want. Like, it's so important to recognize that everybody's going through different struggles, and, you know, even social media can really, really get a person down, you know,
mm-hmm.
because of course we only post the good, right?
Yes.
But it's important to see that everybody is really in a tough spot right now, and comparison is the devil.
It's so true. You nailed that one. That's a really good statement I'm going to pull out this week. Comparison is the devil. Yeah.
It is.
100%. Now, we're going to take a listen to 50-50 right now, and we'll come back and talk about the lyrics.
Awesome. Thank you.
Let's listen to 50-50 by my guest, pop artist Kayla Diamond, here on Music's Journey.
Are you done fighting over nothing? Cause I'm done crying over something stupid. Go ahead, blame me, but it's useless. Laying in the same bed, saying we won't do this. Could you not act like this is easy? I can't believe the way you say I'm foolish. Pillow talking about the new me. Laying in the same bed, saying we won't do this. Well, then leave. I hate it when you roll with my sleep. With all the atoms, you're gonna break things when you you say things you're not sure you mean. Don't you know the 50-50 hurts? Shouldn't have to say what I deserve. 2020 vision, half of us is missing. Don't you know the 50-50 hurts? I don't think we got an option. When we kiss, it even tastes half-hearted. Try denying all our issues, 'cause I know I miss you. But I think it's better if you leave. You're the only bad guy in my dreams. With all the unknowns, you're gonna break things. When you say things you're not sure you mean. In between, don't you know the 50-50 hurts? Shouldn't have to say what I deserve. 2020 vision, half of us is missing. Don't you know the 50-50 hurts? Buy your makeup, you make up your mind. I get tired of trusting and I'll change mine. Hurts. Shouldn't have to say what I deserve. 2020 vision, half of us is missing. Don't you know the 50-50 hurts? Don't you know the 50-50 hurts? Shouldn't have to say what I deserve. 2020 vision, half of us is missing. Don't you know the 50-50 hurts? Buy your makeup, you make up.
Oh, great song, 50-50. It's amazing what someone can do in lockdown. Kayla Diamond, singer, songwriter, producer, and musician as well. Now let's get back to the Music's Journey podcast once again with her special guest. Here is Kim Sear.
You have such an incredible vocal range, and you showcase this beautifully with the work that you've done on this song.
Oh, thank you so much. It wasn't easy, but I'm glad we pulled it off.
Oh, gosh, it's got to be hard when you're going in there. And, you know, how much did the production or the people around you help you with that?
Well, I kind of had an idea of what it was going to sound like. I don't tend to love overproduction. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of like we would kind of overproduce it for a second, then we'd pull it back and we'd keep going back and forth. But I worked alongside Andrew Martino, mm-hmm. who's an amazing producer. He was formerly with Down with Webster and a band called Honors. And him and I work really well together because we just have this kind of musical understanding where I can basically say gibberish to him and he'll be like, oh, I totally get that. So it's been really interesting in lockdown because I've kind of had to learn how to produce on my own as well, mm-hmm. to get those ideas across versus being in the room with writers and producers where I can just like sing kind of what I want. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, this came pretty much from a vision of how I saw the guitar chords laid out and everything, but it really came together like pretty easily once we had the sketch.
It's pretty nice when you're in that creative flow and you have your own vision, because a lot of the times the artists get pushed in directions when it comes to what's good for radio and
right.
not so much to what, you know, means something to you. Like your writing is very personal to you and this song shows that as well. Is this a personal experience completely for you?
I have had, you know, of course we've all been in situations where we don't feel comfortable. We have to build up the courage to remove ourselves. But I mean, currently I'm in a happy relationship. I actually just got married.
So. Oh, congratulations.
That was in October. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's
my
awesome.
Nice little COVID.
Awesome feeling with your COVID partner there, right?
Yes. Yeah. It's great. Honestly, she's my rock. She's getting me through all of this. And so right now, I mean, I'm super happy. So I kind of sometimes delve into, you know, situations that I've been in the past, but also this is a product of kind of me listening in on other people's conversations.
We usually do.
Yeah. It's important because there's so much to truth telling. Mm-hmm. There's so much listening involved when it comes to truth telling. So I find myself before I write a song, I'm listening a lot, and I'm listening to movies, I'm listening to books, and just pulling from other people's experiences. Mm-hmm. And it's really an inspiration to me.
It's nice that your wife is there to be able to share those, you know, these emotional moments, to be able to talk about emotions in such a, like a raw, real way, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, she's an artist herself, so she does the same thing when it comes to dance and choreography. So we both have that kind of shared interest, and she doesn't get upset when I write a sad song because she knows it's not about her.
Oh, well, you know what? I'm so happy that you have that, because emotional needs are so important, and that's what you're showing again in this message of the song, is paying attention to what your emotional needs are.
Exactly. Yeah, you got to pay attention to yourself, and sometimes, most of the time, you should check in with yourself.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think we do that enough when we get a get rid of the noise. And I think that's what this past year, you know, people might not want to face what that is, but when you get the noise all out of the way, then people can take a solid look at, wait a minute, has my life really been working for me? Have I really been doing what I wanted? Or have I just not wanted to face something?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
When you're writing, talk about adapting to different feelings that you've got moving forward, because I know you got some new music you're working on too, right?
Yeah. So moving forward, I mean, I'm writing and writing and writing, and like, so I don't have anything set in stone as of yet, but there's a lot coming your way.
I was hoping we got a little bit tidbit, because I'd heard there was. I heard that you had quite a bit in the works. So talk about the video for this one.
Yeah, I mean, the video was really, really cool, because we sort of sat down, and my manager actually was very, very involved in the process. And I'm super lucky to have a manager that gets so involved in the creative process.
Mm-hmm.
And she kind of pitched us this idea of simplicity and black and white and kind of this being in limbo kind of thing, because you're neither here nor there. And that's what that concept really was. And so I met with the director, Tanvi, who actually, this was her directorial debut, which was
nice.
so cool to be a part of, and just to watch her, like, her face light up when we wrapped up. It was just awesome. It was a really, really fun day, and it was a hard day too, because I did a lot of things that kind of pushed me out of my comfort zone. One thing being hanging upside down from ropes.
Mm-hmm.
And getting that take of me just hanging upside down, it was grueling. I'm afraid.
Whose idea was that one?
That was actually my manager and Tanvi together.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
It was a brilliant way to get me upside down. But what you didn't see was that they were pretty much holding me up the whole time.
The video is just such a moving moment, and again, it just evokes all of that emotion that you've put into the lyrics, and it does it beautifully.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
Well done to production. Well done to you guys. You did a great job.
I'll pass on the message.
Well, how do you feel when you're seeing all the fans taking a look at that video and the response you're getting?
I think it's just pride. Like, I'm just so happy that people are listening to it, because I always, and I think this is a great thing for anybody listening to do. I discovered that if I think about my 16-year-old self looking at my now 28-year-old self,
mm-hmm.
she would want to give me a huge high five. And I always think about that. And so when I see my video up on YouTube, when I see fans listening to my song, watching my videos, all I'm thinking about is my 16-year-old self and what she would say. And I know she'd be super proud and excited. And that's just keeping me going. It's like, is your younger self proud of who you are now?
Nice. Nice. That's one of the questions that I actually ask a lot, is if you could step inside the shoes and know what you knew then and what you know now, what advice would you give your younger self?
Oh, wow. I would say trust the process, because the downs contribute to the ups, and it's important to know that, because there's a lot of downs in life and there's a lot of ups.
But I think without the downs, I think a lot of people think if you went through life and you just didn't have as much trouble or struggles or, you know, hurdles that you needed to cross, that it would be easier. But I think it's actually harder when...
Oh, I think so too.
Yeah. Like when you don't have those downs, you know, you wouldn't be the same person. You wouldn't fight as hard. You wouldn't appreciate what you have. You wouldn't have the drive you have or the creativity,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, there's lessons to be learned in everything, and everybody comes into your life for a reason. That's another thing I would probably say.
What one advice has Talia given you?
I mean, she gives me a lot of advice on the daily. One of the things that I actually just told her last week is that when I'm calming myself down, mm-hmm. I think of her voice.
Mm.
And I've actually never really had that before. So she's really that comfort in my life. And she's one of the only people who can sort of tame me and tame my anxiety.
That's nice, you know, to be able to have that. So the emotional needs in a relationship are so important. And, you know, if she can give you that, and I'm sure you give her something. What do you think you give her?
What do I think I give her?
She's probably running, right?
I'm not sure, honestly. I try and give her everything I can possibly give her. Should I ask her?
Yes, please.
She's upstairs. All right, hold on. Let me put her on the phone. Talia, you're joining this podcast. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, amazing. I'm looking at your beautiful wedding photos right now.
Oh, thank you.
Congratulations to you both.
Thank you so much.
My question to you is, what does Kayla bring to your life? What does she do for you?
Everything. She brings me joy every single day. I think that's the main thing. It's just waking up and being happy every day and having someone to talk to and listen to.
Oh, that's nice. It's so nice, because it's a friendship, a very beautiful friendship the two of you have.
Yeah, my best friend.
That's amazing. Well, we are so happy for both of you, because this production, this single really says an awful lot to a lot of people. And I'm really proud to have you guys on the show to be able to talk about it, because these lyrics are going to change a lot of lives.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. So now that I've got both of you on the phone, are you okay to do what we call 5 burning questions?
Of course.
Okay, so maybe we can ask you both.
And good luck.
Sure.
Okay, favorite thing to do in your downtime?
In my downtime, mm-hmm. I love, well, other than, you know, sitting at the piano, I love watching YouTube videos about abandoned places and abandoned things.
Oh, is there ghosts involved or cool. Like what's...
Oh, yeah, I love all of that. I love haunted history. I love, like... What are those guys? The ghost hunters.
So is this like more of a spiritual, like looking for why spirits are still here kind of thing, or?
Not so much spiritual as much as it is like architectural and more about history. I love knowing about the ground that we walk on and what happened, you know, multiple centuries ago.
Very cool.
I think National Geographic has a TV show about abandoned structures. That's pretty mm-hmm. cool.
Oh, do they? I'm gonna check that out.
Yeah, look for it.
They do. They do. What about you for downtime?
I dance, and it's my job, but it's also what I do during my downtime. So dancing and knitting, actually.
Oh, nice. So that's your calm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Very nice. If there's a song that lyrically and musically that moved you, that brought you to crying or to emotions, what song would that be and why?
Oh, there's so many. There is a song by Lana Del Rey.
Mm-hmm.
Really all of her albums put me to tears, and they move me so much. But she's got this one song called Mariner's Apartment Complex.
Oh.
And it just I highly recommend just listening to it on full blast. Just go on a walk and just take it in. It's incredible.
I'll have to do that one. That one I don't think I've listened to in a while.
Oh, it's great.
Have to listen to
the piano. It's devastating.
It's haunting, if I remember right.
Yeah, it's very haunting. Okay. Yeah, that whole album is very haunting.
What about you, Tella?
So for me, it's anything Dermot Kennedy.
Okay.
Absolutely anything. I just turn it on and I'm in like a new zone.
Very cool. Now, this is a good one to ask the two of you right now, since you guys just got married. Biggest pet peeve? Come on, you got to be real.
Leaving the dishes in the sink.
And John's face is looking down now because he knows that one bugs me.
mine is anytime there's like water on the floor or water on the counter.
Okay. I think that's your kind of thing, isn't it, John? That's one thing that bugs you.
Oh, it does. It does. I have a stockpile of paper towels that I go through all the time.
You and me both, John.
Okay. Let's pull out a different one here. When it comes to your music influence, if there was somebody that you could step inside the artist's shoes, their life, their mind, who would it be and why?
There's so many. I would love to step into Ryan Tedder's mind. I look up to him in every aspect of my career because he doesn't limit himself to one thing in the music industry. And I think he is just a powerhouse. But in terms of writing and lyrics and stuff like that, I think I'm going to have to say again, Lana Del Rey. I need to know what goes on in her mind to come up with these kinds of lyrics and stuff.
So nice. Very nice.
She's my greatest musical influence for sure.
What about you, Talia?
So I'll go back again to Dermot Kennedy. I mean, every time Kayla is writing something, I'm like, see what he does. Like, just he goes off on these crazy, like, lyrical journeys that I just don't know how he comes up with it. And it's awesome, especially for dance. I'm a contemporary dancer, so choreographing to that is just awesome.
Did you watch So You Could Think You Could Dance or any of those shows?
I actually don't. I used to, but then they just became too political. Stop watching. Or two, like, once you know the inside scoops of it, you kind of can't watch it anymore.
Was there a specific dancer that really struck for you that you wanted to become a dancer yourself?
So I started dancing when I was 3 years old. So it's kind of just my teachers and being put in a room with other dancers and the dancers at my studio growing up that were just older than me. And watching them dance. So it wasn't a specific, like, famous choreographer or one person that really moved me, but it was just the people I knew, actually.
What about a song that you've danced to that moved you so much?
That's a hard question. Wow, that's a really hard question.
I think I know the answer to this.
Yeah, can you try to answer.
didn't you do a dance to Build a Home?
So many. Oh, yeah. That was
devastating.
That was actually, To Build a Home was a solo I choreographed for my sister.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, that was a really, yeah, that was a big one for us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, for you, Kayla, when it comes to instruments and in your creativity, because I know that you love that producer hat, even though you haven't done it as much as you probably would like to. But is there a sound that you can remember that went, you know what, that is cool. One of these times I'm going to be able to make that sound, not just a regular guitar, piano, but a sound that's in music today?
That's a really interesting question. Yes, actually. You know what? I was listening in 2015 while I was in law school. The album that got me through law school was Badlands by Halsey. And I remember listening to one of her songs. I think it was Gasoline. I think that song. But there were so many cool elements in there, like completely non-organic. And the way that it was kind of set up, that one sound could pan from your left ear to your right ear. And I was just hearing everything that the producer wanted me to hear. It's almost like a chef serving their guest the food exactly like how he wants to taste it. You know what I mean?
Nice. Very
and
nice.
And that was that was so inspiring to me. And I was like, if I could do that one day, that would be crazy.
Very nice. Now, is there a place that the two of you like to retreat to that helps you to think or become more vulnerable within yourself to be creative that you go?
Yeah, actually, we have like a secret getaway that I'm about to expose. We go to a place in Charlevoix, Quebec. It's called La Ferme, and it's like a, how do you even explain it? It's like a farm, but yeah, also like a very super fancy farm.
Okay.
I highly recommend checking it out. It's yeah, a Le Germain Hotel.
I don't know that one. I don't even think we're trying to look that one up at the same time here.
I like the phrase, a very fancy farm.
A very fancy farm. Well, I'm an animal lover, and I didn't think, because I'm a city girl coming to the country, and it was
cool.
Big change for me, but you can't get me away from the Clydesdale horses or any animal at this point. I think that we've got bunnies that we feed out in the front all the time. We have everything and anything here right now.
I wanted to ask you, you kind of brushed over a thing. She said something that she doesn't watch those shows anymore for a reason. And if you knew what would happen behind the scenes, you wouldn't watch it.
No.
I'm kind of curious.
No.
Oh, come on.
No.
So it's not even that. It's just that a lot of it is a popularity contest of like who was like guest popular previously or who's choreographing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not really like there's like bad stuff going on behind the scenes. It's just like a lot of it might not necessarily be the best answer. Just like who's going to get, just like everything, like who's going to get the most views.
Right.
So the dancers who are on those shows are super, super talented, but might not necessarily be the best one. It's more just who knows who.
I thought there was going to be a scoop here.
Yeah,
throw some dirt around. Come on.
If we find out any more dirt, though, we'll definitely throw it your way.
Thank you.
Now, you've been dealing with some pretty amazing artists over your career so far. What is the best advice you've been given, and who is it by?
You know, I've had a lot of opportunities where I've just like been able to listen to people who've been in this for a long time, and I think one of the best advice I've ever had in songwriting was from Liz Rodriguez, who is an incredible songwriter. She just did like Celine's last album, and it's just been an honor to work with her. And the thing that she gave me was, and it's demonstrated in Carnival Hearts, and then I popped it in What You're Made Of too, but it's write a part for you to sing, and then write a part for your audience to sing back to you.
Ah.
And that's usually the ooh hook. That's usually in the post-chorus. And I've been putting it in all my, as many songs as I can put it in, I'll do it. Because it really, really makes your audience feel involved. And it's great to see that.
Very cool advice. Very cool advice. Yeah. Never heard it put that way. Very nice.
That's what my daughter says when we go fishing. Ooh hook. Ooh.
Ew.
Ew and ew. Okay, so when it comes to where people can find the latest news, because I know that you got some surprise stuff coming up, where is the best place to find you and your music?
Definitely follow me on the DSPs. So if you have Apple, you have Spotify, Amazon, I'm there. But definitely keeping up to date, Instagram and TikTok. And I'm at the Kayla Diamond.
Well, do me a favor, continue to write those inspirational songs, the ones that just, they ring true to all of us because we can relate. And we really look forward to seeing what you guys come up with next. And thank you for doing that. You are an incredible writer, but man, you are such a songstress.
Oh, thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Congratulations to you both. And everybody can see your wedding video if it's on YouTube too, right?
Yeah. Check it out.
Well, you know what? We look forward to it. Can't wait to see what you come up with next. And we're looking forward to seeing what comes for the rest of 2021. Will you come back?
I absolutely will. If you will have me, I'll be back.
Oh, we look forward to it. Can't wait. You are one of our favorites. So really appreciate everything you do out there, girl.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you both for coming. And we will see you very soon. And we love having you on the show and love your song. So congratulations on such a great song to write to everybody.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
We want to remind everybody, too, to help you, that they can, if they aren't hearing this on their station that's out in their town, or, you know, it doesn't matter where you are in Canada or anywhere else, you can contact your local radio station and request the song 50-50. So stream it, download it, and share it, because it's really appreciated. And we thank you guys so much for being on the show, and I wish you guys all the love and happiness forever.
Oh, thank you so much. Back at you.
Okay. You take care of yourself, okay? And we'll talk to you really soon.
You too. Thanks so much.
Thank you once again to Kayla Diamond. We really appreciate her stopping by Music's Journey. What a wonderful song she has out right now. And that's 50-50 by Kayla Diamond. An amazing song. Thank you once again for tuning in to Music's Journey. We have some great podcasts that are here for you this week. We got Mackenzie Porter, Elise Saunders, Jordan Hart's going to be here. Diane Chase is going to be here. We have Andrew Ferris, and he's the founder of INXS, is going to be here. We have Madison Oles and so many more. And Brett Kessel's going to be back as well. So we're really looking forward to that. Thank you for letting us come into your homes and into your cars and wherever you are listening to these podcasts. We really appreciate every one of you, and thank you. I'm Kim Sear, your host for Music's Journey.
Once again, a great big thank you to Kayla Diamond and her wife, Talia, for joining us today. The Music's Journey podcast is brought to you by NowAndThenMagazine.com. You can listen to all our podcasts on Amazon Music, Google Podcast, Spotify, TuneIn, Alexa, Podcast Addicts, Deezer, Player FM, Podchaser, Pocket Cast, and more. Our theme song is titled I Can Tell by the band Emergence. I'm John Marshall. On behalf of your host, Kim Sear, thank you for listening to Music's Journey.